This is AXY versus Home Department number 11, 220, 230, 240, 230, 220. So more in keeping with the actual QRR speeds. Ready. Number 5, it is clear from the evidence before SAIC and from the terms of the legislation itself that Part 4 ATCSA was intended to encompass foreign nationals whose activities pose no direct threat through this country. This is apparent from the first witness statement and from the evidence given by the Secretary of State to the Joint Human Rights Committee, where the Secretary of State said in terms that the justification for the legislation rests on the need to detain suspected terrorists who may be using the United Kingdom as a base for planning attacks on other states. A measure which is intentionally framed so as to authorise the detention of foreign nationals who pose no direct threat to the United Kingdom, but who pose a threat to friendly foreign states as a central objective that extends beyond the strict exigencies of the claimed national emergency. 6. The evidence before SAIC established beyond argument that the existing threat to the United Kingdom was posed by British nationals as well as foreign nationals, judged by reference to the threat on which the claimed public emergency rests, a British suspected terrorist who poses a threat to the United Kingdom is in an analogous position to a suspected terrorist who is a foreign national, but who cannot be removed or detained due to the decisions in the two previously named cases. For the purposes of Article 14, Analysis A, there must, by definition, be a rational connection between the purpose of the measure complained of and the essential characteristics on which it is based. B, in order to be in an analogous position, the selected comparator has to share the same defining characteristics as the complainant, judged in relation to the purpose of the measure complained of. C, the essential characteristics justifying detention under Part 4, ATCSA, are, little one, the fact that the individual is a suspected international terrorist, and, little two, the fact that he cannot be removed from the UK. D, it is undeniable that a significant number of British nationals qualify as suspected international terrorists. E, it is artificial to say that British nationals are not in an analogous position because they have an unqualified right to remain, whilst foreign nationals detained under Part 4 have only a contingent right not to be removed. Foreign nationals who cannot be removed because their removal would expose them to a risk of treatment in breach of Article 3 have a legally enforceable convention right to remain. That is a right recognised in the National Legal Order through the Human Rights Act. The suggested contingency that the individual cannot for the time being be removed is the very premise of Part 4 detention. Any person who may be detained under Part 4 has by definition a convention right not to be removed. F. The essence of the Secretary of State's case thus rests on a distinction between those who have a right to remain and those who have a right not to be removed. Whilst there is a difference between the legal status of the two groups, it is not a relevant or sufficient distinction as the basis for justifying difference of treatment in relation to a power of detention which is intended to protect the UK against a threat that is posed by British nationals and aliens alike. Given that the threat is neutral as to nationality or immigration status, the legal distinction between the status of the two groups bears no connection to the justification for detention. G. Alternatively, if it is a relevant distinction, it does not account for the extent of the difference in treatment and is for that reason disproportionate. The position would be otherwise if the power of detention was neutral on its face and the complaint was that it had been applied primarily against foreign nationals. There, it would be a justification to say that the threat stemmed predominantly and more immediately from foreign nationals. But in order to justify a power of detention which can only be applied to foreign nationals, it would be necessary to show that the threat stemmed exclusively or almost exclusively from that group. H. By choosing an immigration measure which seeks to reverse the effect of the previously named case and the Secretary of State adopted an unjustified reference difference in treatment between the two classes. Not only does the legislation aim at a wider target than is justified by the public emergency, but it misses a significant part of the target at which it is intentionally directed. Moreover, as a discriminatory derogating measure, it is by definition disproportionate. 7. The purpose of the legislation in reversing these two named cases is, in this sense, in harmony with its terms. The respondents point to three key features of Part 4 which reflect this. A. The legislation permits the detention of foreign nationals who pose no threat to the United Kingdom. B. It does not permit the detention of British nationals who do pose a direct threat to the United Kingdom or are active members of Al-Qaeda. And C. It permits a suspected international terrorist who has been detained under its provisions to leave the country and resume his activities from abroad, even though these may involve terrorist activities directed towards the United Kingdom, its citizens or interests. Each of these three features is a direct result of the Secretary of State's choice of immigration control as the means by which to respond to the threat which Al-Qaeda network is said to pose to the United Kingdom. There is thus a fracture or fault line which separates the purpose and form of the legislation from A, the stated purpose of the derogation, and B, the form which the legislation would have taken if it were properly tailored to meet the claimed national emergency. 8. If ATCSA were rationally connected to A, need to protect the United Kingdom from a threat of terrorist attack, it would, little one, permit only the detention of those who pose a direct threat to the United Kingdom through association with the Al-Qaeda network.